Good evening, you guys. How's everybody feeling? Awesome. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. So, yeah, we could all say our names. I would understand it just as good. We're going to have a great night together. And a little bit different than our ordinary service. So if somebody else has landed in the overflow, I'm encouraging people in the overflow to find a way in here. And so what we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to do a couple worship songs to start because that's what we do. One of them will be Christmas. If you came to sing Christmas carols, let me encourage you, get some words to them and go to your neighbors after the service. Because I just don't know all those songs, but we are going to do something different. We're going to worship a little, then we're going to read a short section from Matthew's gospel. Then we're going to reflect on it, which is sort of like how I teach, but really more of a reflection than just, okay, this is the facts, right? The normal thing I do. And then we're going to respond. So read, reflect, respond. We're going to respond in prayer and praise, and you're going to participate in that. And by you, I mean you guys. And so some of you are like, not me. You don't mean me. And maybe I don't, but I do. And you can wrestle with the Lord on that. But when we get to the prayer and praise part, the only thing I ask is that you would lift up your heads and lift up your voices. Because if I get away from this and I just talk to you, I'm facing all of you. But if you're over there or you're back there and you do this, can you guys still hear me in the back?
No.
How come people are shaking their head yes and saying no? So you're like my wife. She can hear me a block away. She's always like, hey, use your inside voice. I'm like, this is my inside voice. But anyway, when we're doing the prayer and praise, we'll just take, you know, a few minutes and quietly, we'll all stay quiet and we'll offer praises to the Lord. We'll make them short. So it's like, Lord, I just want to thank you. And the whole point is we're responding to what we're reading and what we're considering in the passage. So we respond in praise, we respond in prayer, then I'll have a short prayer, then we'll sing a song of worship together that hopefully has something to do with the message, and then we'll do the very same thing. And Lord willing, all of that will take only about an hour. Lots of churches only do an hour service. I have a habit of doing, well, very long services, but nobody complains. They just don't come back. Let's ask the Lord's blessing. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you that we can worship you and that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray for every person you've drawn here that you'll speak clearly to them, that there would be an opportunity to just reflect on the wonder of this oh-so-familiar story, and that we would be drawn to fully, more fully appreciate you and your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, do you guys have a Bible with you? I know many of you do. I know not all of you do, but if you do, could you turn to John 3:16? We're doing this for two simple reasons. One of them is, in the early days of my Christian experience, it was post-hymnal and pre-projection. Do you know what that means? It means they didn't have any hymnals at the church I was going to, at least not ones we used, and we didn't have the technology yet to project the words for everybody. So we actually had to learn the song. So what we did is we just took verses out of Scripture and sang them. It's actually a pretty good idea because you end up memorizing Scripture that way. And some of the songs were long, but they were still Scripture. So that's what we're going to do to start tonight. And did I say D? Do you guys have John? Listen, some of you don't. You don't need to turn to John 3:16 to sing. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but life. For God so loved the world, for God so loved the world, that he gave his son, that whosoever would believe in him,
God so loved the world that he gave his Son, whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have to your Father for sending your Son. Praise to your Jesus for the work that you've done. I knew you guys had sing. Praise you, Holy Spirit, for the work you've begun. Promise to complete in me. Father, for sending your Son. Praise to you, Jesus, for the work that you've done. Praise you, Holy Spirit, for the work you've begun. Promise to complete in me. When I think about without you, I just can't begin to conceive. I can't figure out why you even love me, but you say that you love me, and you know I believe, so I'm singing you. The God but you, and you are the one I love. You're the one I love. No other God but you. Praise to your Father for sending your Son. Praise to your Jesus for the work that you've done. Praise you, Holy Spirit, for the work you've begun. Promise to complete in me. When I think about where I'd be without you, I just can't begin to conceive. I can't figure out you say that you love me, and you know I believe, so I'm singing, you are the one I love. You're the one I love. No other God but you, and you are the one I love. You're the one I love. No other God but you.
Stand for one Christmas song. It won't be our only Christmas song. It'll just be the only one very familiar to you.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh,
Encourage every suffering, struggling saint. Bless every person who's seeking and searching and trying to figure it all out. You know us perfectly. Some of us experiencing the best season ever. Others, Lord, one of the most difficult. You know. So minister as only you can through your word and by your spirit to every heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, say hi to someone and then find your seat and turn to Matthew 1:18. If you have your Bibles, then turn to Matthew 1:18. If you don't, just look on with somebody with you. If nobody around you has a Bible, just look behind you and take somebody's Bible. And so, no, you can't do that, can you? That would be wrong. So anyway, we're going to read from Matthew's Gospel, just a few verses. And again, we're going to read, then we're going to reflect, then we're going to respond. And we begin in Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. What pain must have pierced Joseph's heart as he tried to make sense of what he was hearing? Mary pregnant? Impossible. That would never happen. She could never commit such a sin. Not Mary. What confusion, what torment he must have experienced as he tried to come to grips with what seemed so unreal yet must be reality. I can see him trying to reason a righteous response. How do I deal with a crisis like this? No doubt the questions plagued him. The same questions we've asked in those seasons where we just could not understand. How could this happen? Why? And why now? It made no sense at all. The law said she should be stoned. But he loved her far too much to see her put to public shame and humiliation, much less to see her die for a sin he still couldn't believe she'd committed. No, he wouldn't. He couldn't cast that first stone as the law required, nor would he let anyone else, not at his precious and pure Mary. I'm wondering what she was feeling.
She knew this child is a gift from God. This child is the Son of God. But how does she deal with the looks and the gossip and the scorn? Well, Joseph decides to put her away quietly, quickly, secretly. And as he drifted into unsettled sleep, in the midst of a dream, an angel of the Lord appeared and spoke words sent from heaven. We read them. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. We spoke Wednesday and Saturday and Sunday about various crises that we find ourselves in. Family problems, financial problems, physical problems, others. But the greatest crisis of all is a crisis of faith. When you've put your faith in someone and that faith is shattered, that's what's happening here to Joseph. He trusted. And now he thinks his trust has been violated. It's a crisis of faith, but it's confronted by the word of God. And well, he loves the law of God, and the law says stone her, but he loves Mary, and his heart says that could never happen. What amazement, what awe must he have felt? Beyond belief, yet believing. What relief and joy must have filled his heart? What praise and adoration to the one who chosen not only Mary, but him, Joseph, to see the face of God in his only begotten Son. I want to take a minute to reflect on the wonder of that declaration, that the radicalness of that situation. And I want to have you think about, well, just even a one-sentence response. Lord, thank you for how merciful you are, or how wise you are. And I don't want to give you too many and use up all the good ones. But I ask only again that one at a time, we don't all have to speak each time because we'll do this three or four times. But I want you to be able to offer a praise to the Lord. It could be personal for something he's done or something you believe he's about to do. It could be related to the story or related to your story. But let's offer him praise, as everyone in the Christmas story does. Joseph and Mary and the angels and the shepherds, and they all come. They all have the same response. They worship and adore the Lord. So let's offer some one sentence or two sentence at the max. Remember, lift up your voice, lift up your head, as if you were saying it to the Lord, since he's the one you're actually praising. So we can say amen at your giving of praise. Who's going to start us off?
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen, Gary. Somebody else. Amen.
Heart, soul, and mind.
Awesome. Out of the mouth of babes.
Thank you for becoming Emmanuel, God with us.
I thank the Lord for change.
Thank you, Lord, for being so compassionate and forgiving for all of us.
Thank you for your grace.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you use and you desire to use us ordinary people, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you chose Mary, a simple girl, and Joseph, a young man after your heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us.
Awesome. So sweet.
Thank you, Lord, for being so merciful, so loving, so kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, that you provided a way for us to spend eternity with you through your blood.
Yeah.
Thank you for speaking clearly to us.
Thank you, Lord, for never giving up on us.
Thank you for today.
Thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of the love and concern for the people in Connecticut, the rousing of the masses to come to the aid of those victims.
Lord, thank you for your unconditional love.
Lord, thank you for your kindness.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for never abandoning us, Lord.
One or two more.
Lord, thank you for you, for my mother and my son, and for overflowing cup of blessings we've had lately. Thank you very, very much.
Awesome.
Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit and your presence.
Amen. Lord, we know in a moment everything can change. All our plans, all our hopes, all our dreams can be shattered, our hearts broken. And yet, in those moments of unbearable pain, when the devastation of betrayal overwhelms us, you break through the darkness. We sense your presence. We hear your promises. We find your comfort and hope in the realization you're with us and for us, and you'll never leave or forsake us. You're here now, Lord. You have everything under control. What peace, what joy, what hope. Lord, we've found in a moment everything can change. All that seems so real is undone, and all that remains is you, your plans, your promises. So our broken hearts are healed, our worried minds find peace, and our praise ascends to you. Can you sing this? You will be safe in his arms. You will be safe in his arms. The hands that hold the world are holding your heart. This is the promise he made. He will be with you always. When everything is falling apart, you will be safe, and you will be safe in his arms. You will be safe in his arms. The hands that hold the world are holding your heart. This is the promise he made. He will be with you always. When everything is falling apart, you will be safe, and you will be safe in his arms. You will be safe in his arms. The hands that hold the world are holding your heart. This is the promise he made. He will be with you always. When everything is falling apart, you will be safe, and you will be safe in his arms. 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 The hands that hold the world are holding your heart. This is the promise he made. He will be with you always. When everything is falling apart, you will be safe in his arms. We read in verse 21, and she will bring forth a son, And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. How simply it's stated, and yet how profound the angel's declaration. A son, Jesus, the Savior. But the wonder of God becoming one of us, living among us, entering in to our experiences, family, fellowship, friendship, temptation, suffering, pain, death, that can only be exceeded by the revelation of why he came. You shall call his name Jesus. It's Yahshua in the original. We would say Joshua, and it translates out Jesus in English. But listen, Yahshua, God, is salvation. Call him Yahshua, call him Joshua, call him Jesus. Why? For he, how glorious, how perfect, his plan for your salvation, for my salvation, wrapped up in a he, one man, one sacrifice, one offering, acceptable for all, sufficient for all. He and he alone, the way, the truth, and the life will save. The certainty of the revelation, it cannot be overstated. He will save. He will save. So my security, your security, our security, not based on our performance, but on his faithfulness to his word, and how grateful we should be tonight that God's not grading us, even on a sliding scale, because we'd be in serious trouble. But he's just saying, come, whoever will, whoever believes, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He will save his people. It began with the Jews. Some have misunderstood. Oh, he chose them to exclude us. Nothing could be further from the truth. He chose them to reach us. He chose them to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth that now we are to our generation. He promised Abram, among other things, that all nations would be blessed in him and in his descendant, singular, that descendant, Jesus. We're told that in the New Testament. Not descendants as of many, but descendant as of one. And that one is Christ. The Gentiles, the focus of that promise, you see. How glorious the knowledge that he chose us too. He didn't choose them to exclude us, but he chose them to be a witness that he can make something of nothing, that he can make a promise and then make it happen. So it includes us. And finally, he will save his people from their sins. Not just from suffering and sorrows, though certainly God has delivered us from both. But his primary ministry was to deliver us from the wrath to come, to save us from our sins. Sin's penalty, the wages of sin is death. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why we need a Savior. All have sinned. The wage is death. But the gift of God, everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Not just sin's penalty, sin's power. How many of us have suffered and suffered and suffered in bondage to some sin, only to find deliverance is only in him. The power of our sinful nature, our unwholesome desires, our habits, it's all in him, you see. Finally, the presence of sin. Oh, not yet. We're still surrounded by and, well, encumbered with sin. But someday, there in heaven, we will fall on our faces before him. We will cast our crowns at his feet. We will sing, holy, holy, holy. We will not only be with the sinless one, we will be sinless as well. Never to experience sin again. Well, again, let's take a moment. That's something to chew on. That's something to thank him for. And I want to do that with you right now. And then praise him in song for the gift of his life for us. Who wants to start us off this time?
Thank you that we're not plan B.
Amen.
Thank you that you only had plan A.
Amen.
Thank you for being a God who sees and a God who hears and a God who responds in mercy and love.
Thank you for this wonderful church.
All right.
Thank you for your faithful provision to complete what you have began.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for the world.
Thank you for the assurance that our sins will be removed far, far from us.
Amen.
All praise, honor, and glory be to your name, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus, for your gift of love.
Thank you for the food we have.
Lord, we thank you for delivering us, for empowering us to overcome the sin that so devastated and defiled us, that kept us from knowing and loving and serving you. We thank you tonight. You paid the price so we could be reconciled, so we could be restored, so we could be sure. You spoke and worlds were formed. You breathed and life was born. You knew that one day you would come. So far from heaven's throne, clothed in human form, you showed the world the Father's love. And you gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away. For me. You lived a sinless life, yet you were crucified. You bought our freedom on the cross. Forsaken for our sins, you died and rose. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God. And you gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave
shame. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me. And you gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me. How glorious is your love. If I could sing forever, it's not enough. How glorious is your love. If I could sing forever, it's not enough. It's not enough. And you gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me.
Verse 22, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. How wonderful to be reminded God isn't merely reacting to the works of men. That he knew before the fall, not only what would happen, but why. And his plan for our redemption, our restoration, already in place. Covenant between Father and Son, revealed through the prophets and through the sacrifices that pointed each and every one to the cross. The ultimate sacrifice. Let's respond once more in praises and thanks for God's unspeakable gift of his Son.
Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace.
Mom? Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us and that you're still working on.
Thank you for our family.
Jesus, for the gift and the great power of your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for always being there for me when I mostly needed you.
Thank you for us to live by your word.
Thank you for a doctor.
adopting us.
Thank you, Lord, for knowing us so well, and loving us anyway.
Lord, we remember your promise to Abraham as he prepared to offer Isaac, that son born miraculously promised, through whom the promises, the covenant would come, be established, be fulfilled. Thank you, Lord, that he too was born miraculously. And we remember as they ascended the mountain, he took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it on Isaac, and Isaac's question, look, the fire, the wood, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And we remember Abe's response, my son, God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering. We remember, Lord, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. How amazing this story. How simple, how familiar we are. And yet how much more we have to learn. We're going to share in communion at this point. We're going to do it a little different. We're not going to pass it to you. We've spread the tables out because we realize there are a lot of you. And Ken and I are going to lead a couple songs. They may or may not be songs that you can sing along with. That's okay. Don't let that worry you. They celebrate him, so you can let the words wash over you if you are familiar or you get familiar or you catch on quickly. And then certainly join us in Jesus, King of Angels. And we're going to ask the ushers to come down and set this up for a moment now. We're going to pray first, though. And if any of you have yet to give your life to the Lord Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity tonight. He came and gave his life that we might have life abundant and life eternal. So right where you are, with every eye open, and every head up. If any of you've never said, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior, forgive my every sin, I want to give you that opportunity right now. And I'd ask that you do something simple, yet no less profound than what Jesus did when he became one of us. Because if you are not yet in Christ Jesus and you surrender your life to Christ Jesus, you will pass from death to life eternal. His gift to you, eternal life. So if you've never given your life to him and you want to do that tonight, would you raise your hand and hold it high? And then I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. And as I pray for you, then God's going to deal with you. You will be born again. You will be forgiven every sin. Anyone tonight, God bless you. And you, I see your hands. Listen, there's no one too young. There's no one too old. There's no one too spiritual or unspiritual. No one too churched or unchurched. Jesus died. So whosoever will come and ask can receive his forgiveness and his gift of life. Any others want to join these youngsters and say, me too, Lord, tonight. God bless you. I see your hand and yours there too in the back. And yours here and yours too. So sweet. Anyone else? God bless you. And you. I see your hand as well. Wonderful. Awesome. Anyone else before we pray? God bless you. Awesome. I see your hand there in the middle. Wonderful. All of you who've raised your hand, and any of you suffering the 500-pound arm syndrome, but in your heart of hearts, you're like, yes, Lord, I want this. I want you. I know you died for me. I know I need to give my life to you. If that's you, pray these words aloud after me. And anyone who wants to pray along, pray aloud. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me perfectly, for loving me in spite of it all. All I've done, all you know. And Lord, thank you most of all for sending your son Jesus to suffer and die for my sins. He gave his life for me, so I give my life to you tonight, for now, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's welcome these brothers and sisters and these youngsters into the Lord. Okay, we're going to worship. So if you all get up at once, it will be worse than Disneyland because there's no ride at the end. And so we want you to come and share in communion, and we'll worship for a little while. We have a couple extra songs if need be. And but we're going to sing Jesus, King of Angels, and we invite you guys. And I don't know what's – I'm not very organized. I can do this, but that's about it. And so I don't know if we start from the back or the middle, or you just get up when you want to come. But I do know if you guys on the outskirts get up, if someone in the outside of your row gets up, you might want to follow them because it's a lot easier than trying to get out in front of them. So you guys should start coming.
Jesus, King of Angels, heaven's light. Shine your face upon this home tonight. Let no evil come into my dream. Light of heaven, keep me in your peace. Remind me how you made dark spirits flee. Spoke your power to the raging sea. Spoke I am. The universe is vast beyond the stars. You are mindful when a sparrow falls. That find me, surround me, bind me. With all my heart, I love you, Sovereign Lord. Tomorrow, let me love you even more. To speak the goodness of your name till I close my eyes and sleep again. Universe is vast beyond the stars. You are mindful when a sparrow falls, mindful of the anxious thoughts that find me, surround me, and bind me. Jesus came.
Gotten your communion. A lot of people still walking down, and that's fine. I had no idea all of you would show up. We would have passed it out to you. Live and learn. I was on a plane this time last year on my way back from Israel. We're going to pray, and those of you who already have the bread and the cup, we invite you to partake with us. And then those of you getting it, go back to your seats and we'll worship again, and when we're done, we'll pray one more time, and the rest of us will partake. Lord, we thank you for the bread and the cup. We remember that you took the bread and you broke it and you gave it to those disciples, knowing the cross was just ahead, and you said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And that's what we're doing tonight, Lord. In song, in praise, in prayer, in scripture, we're remembering you. We're celebrating you. We're honoring you. And Lord, the cup, you called it the cup of the new covenant in your blood. Without the shedding of blood, no remission of sin, no restoration, no redemption. And you gave your life, you shed your blood, that we might have life eternal and life abundant. And we receive now this precious remembrance, the bread and the cup, as you've commanded in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's eat and drink together if you have it, you guys. The rest of you come, get it, go back. We're going to worship as we do.
You are good, you are good. When there's nothing good in me, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, you, darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sin. You are are peace, you are peace. When my fear is crippling, you are true, you are true. Even in my wandering, you are joy, you are joy. You're the reason that I sing. You are life, you are life. In you death has lost its sting. And no, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign. You are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord, you are Lord. All creation will proclaim. You are here, you are here. In your presence I'm made whole. You are God. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world.
Those of us who've finally made it, we have the bread, we have the cup. We too want to thank you with all that's in us, beyond all words, all prayers, all praise, all tears. Our hearts truly, Lord, overflow with gratitude to you. We love you more than we have a way to say, but we thank you, Lord, that you found a way to show your love for us. One we could never deny. One that we could never mistrust. You gave your life that we might have life, life eternal. And we thank you with all that's in us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's eat and drink together, those of you still waiting. And we have time for just one more song. And I almost, well, this is, that's the shortest I've ever done. Started a few minutes late, and we're almost done on time. Let's stand together, you guys.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name.
Sing it again.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name.
The sun comes up.
The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name.
You're rich in love.
You're rich in love. You're slow to anger.
I love that about Him.
Your name is great, and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never. Draws near and my time has come, still my soul sing Your ending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. Worship Your holy name. Worship Your holy name.